Thank you for calling customer support. This is Viking. How may I help you today?
How are you today? I was calling because this subscription appeared on my account, and I actually don't know how I got there.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
75604.
First and last name?
Constance Johnson.
Okay. And verify your address for security purposes.
100 Heston. 100 Heston, Longview, Texas. 75604.
Okay.
252.
All right. So I have an account pulled up here. It's showing for a contest entry. So did you put in to win some type of prize and pay shipping?
Is that what that was?
Yes. What did you put in for?
It was some kind of sweepstakes for an iPhone. But it didn't say anything about this.
Oh.
It didn't indicate this at all. So, I mean, I just.
So you said this was supposed to be
crazy.
For a sweepstakes?
It was for, I had bought an iPhone. Previously bought it today. Well, actually, yesterday, I bought an iPhone, and that later on that evening, I got this text saying I could win another one. And it was like a best, oh, God. So, okay, maybe it was a scam. I don't know. I'm glad I only had $40 in my bank account at that particular time, but it took out $39.85.
we don't usually get the ads how it's presented to you. Whenever it's what you start a company, yeah, it's for a meal plan.
How does that even happen?
I know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
That
when
is
you said
so
a sweet stuff, like what?
That is so sneaky, man. That is.
Yeah, this is basically for what you do is, I think the way they're doing it is you can pick out to win these products. It's like an entry to win it. But then it's actually, then after that, it goes over to our meal plan, which is what we sell, which is the $39.85. Or you could go online and view different nutritional plans, you know, if you're wanting to plan for a diet. That's what it's for.
Girl, it didn't indicate nothing. Nah. Nothing.
She said it didn't indicate anything.
It was taken. It didn't indicate nothing else. It didn't say I was charged or anything like that. But I'm just like, okay. And I tried to get back in it, and I was like, oh, I can't. And so this charge came about on my bank account, and I was like, okay, well, let me call it. Can you take it?
Oh, so now I see why you were saying you didn't know what the charge was for.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Well, I'll have to tell them about that. But yeah, like I said, we don't have anything to do with the way it's presented, the way it comes. It's just when it switched to our company, whatever we sell, yeah, that's the part we handle. Like the way it comes to, like the iPhone, yeah, we don't do any of that.
So what is it? What is the $39.95? 85.
It's basically for a meal plan. It's a meal planning app where you can go online to view different meal plan apps, nutritional things, like if you're trying to lose weight and things like that. That's basically what it's for.
Oh.
So basically, see, the reason they go ahead and bill you is because they give you, once they charge you that $39, even, you know, whether you cancel it or not, you still have access to it for 30 days. So, see, that's why when you sign up, yeah, they go ahead and bill you for it.
Hmm.
Yeah, so what I can do is I can give you $20 off. Would you like to take advantage of that promotion for the meal plan?
Good, I mean that. I weigh 110 pounds. What do I need?
Oh, Lord, no.
I need
you
to
definitely
lose weight.
Don't.
Nobody else in my family needs to lose weight. So, I mean, I'm just like, really? No.
Oh, God. Yeah, she said no, I don't. Well, no, you definitely don't need this then if that's what you're on.
What else you got?
I know. Yeah, that pretty much that's it. Just the meal plan. I know. She's like, no, you thought you was about to get you another phone, huh? She was like, forget that. I just bought one, but I'm about to get me another one.
So,
but I can get it canceled out for you. I can cancel it out for you.
Cause I mean,
she's like, no, I don't need no meal planning out. I know.
Got something to gain weight now. I can work with that, but no. I'm healthy.
What'd you think?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'll have to
I'm
go
sorry,
on.
Sorry, but I mean,
no,
I mean, this
fine.
Was like totally surprised. I mean, really, I didn't know what it was, and I didn't see it before it hit. So,
yeah, I don't know what's happening with that. See, these things go through different companies. People have them set up differently, you know. So,
like
yeah,
it was done real sneakily because, I mean, you know, it didn't even indicate it at all, whatever your business.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't see anything
business?
About that?
No, I didn't because, I mean, surely I would have not accepted it, but, I mean, you know.
I'll have to tell them about that, yeah. To see if they know that that's how it's operating.
Either it's in very, very, very small print, or you just can't see because I'm usually looking at that small print and don't usually miss stuff like that. But yeah, it got me there, and that's what I'm saying. I'm glad I only had like $45 in my bank account at that particular time. Anyway,
you got that, all right. It don't do good to have no money. I'm serious. Just take it out. I'm for real. So when somebody trying to get your car, you know what I'm saying? Like there's nothing
I
on
put
there
everything
for them to
in
get.
Savings, really, and put a minimal amount in my checking account, you know, just to spend, you know. So I'm just like, ugh. But okay, girl, if we can just cancel it.
I did. I guess she's like, yeah, I went ahead and got you canceled for that meal plan. Like I said, I'll have to look into it and see. You know, to let them know the customer's saying they're not seeing this information, you know, and they'll definitely might need to go back to the website to see what's going on with it.
Yeah, I might need to do that because it wasn't indicated anywhere.
Oh.
You know, and it was dot, 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 and they were gone. And I was like, okay, what, did I win?
I know, like... Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just they have your email. If you do win, I'm assuming they will contact you through there. Like I said, that's whoever offered it to you, that's on their end as far as the contest part, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
But I need to get you canceled. You want to write down your cancellation or do you want to check it through your email?
I'll check it through my email because I'm... on the road right now. But I just thought I'd have to call and check and see what this was and, you know, get it cleared up.
You got that right. I'm serious. Yeah, first I thought it was something. I was like, oh my God. She's like, I don't know what this is.
I didn't know. What is this? There's somebody. And I had to, I went on and froze my account just in case. So I'm going to go back in and unfreeze it. See.
You got that right.
So, but thank you so much, girl.
You are definitely welcome. If you have any other issues, call me back at this number.
I will.
All right, you're so welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.